Blog Talk Radio.
Delay. We've got laptop problems, phone problems, Android problems, you name it. We got problems, but I think we're up and running here. Hopefully we got everybody. I see the lines are. We've got some callers calling in, so bear with me a couple of minutes. We're still trying to get our mic set up here, but nothing's wanting to go right. We changed times, and which was a good thing, and now everything is falling apart for whatever reason, so bear with me. We're getting everything set up here. If I see your numbers out there, we're going to get to you in just a second. Hope everybody can hear me out there. I'm not exactly sure, to tell you the truth, so hopefully you can hear me. But appreciate everybody checking us out tonight. We've got a little new time we're going to start with. We're going to go 8 to 9 o'clock on Monday night. We're going to be talking some barbecue this evening. We're going to talk about a little bit of tailgating as well. The National Collegiate Tailgating Championship this past weekend in Atlanta. It was a lot of fun. There were some tailgaters. We were there on Saturday and had a great time with the folks there. So I know a lot of the barbecue guys out there in South Carolina. We'll talk about the big upcoming in the FLW SCBA competition in Columbia right there at the Colonial Center, which is the a tremendous event. Should be a huge crowd there. I think they're expecting 40 to 50,000 people at this event, which is going to be a lot of fun. And it looks like I think they got 36 teams in as well. So that's a good thing also. So should just be a great weekend for anybody around the state of South Carolina that's wanting to have a have a little look at some barbecue and see how the SCBA operates. And also, this is a big, obviously a big area for fishing as well with Lake Mary. We're very blessed to have a wonderful lake right there in Columbia. So it's going to be a great event. We're hoping to have somebody call in and talk about the event. So, anyway, let's get the calls. So I know I got a line up here, so see if I can kind of pick them one by one here. I think we've got 828-505. You're on the line there. I hope you can hear me. 828-505. Can you hear me?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good.
Sorry, I had you on speakerphone there.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize for having a little technical difficulties here. I'm not sure what's going on with my we're usually plugged into our laptop and using our mic and all, but we're having all kind of problems. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, man, I can hear you good. This is Cheyenne with Lake Yale Barbecue Company. Hello?
Yep, you got me? Yeah, it's coming through kind of live, unfortunately. I wish I had my mic on my laptop here, but for whatever reason. What's on your mind tonight? We're going to talk a little barbecue, a little tailgating?
No, I was just listening in on the phone. I didn't have a good connection on the computer, so I dialed in on the phone just to listen
okay.
in to you know, your show and see what was going on. You know, the FLW
Man.
Cup's coming up, so, you know, I'm definitely getting ready for that. I'm sure you are as well as some of the other teams. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And
Oh, this is Shy, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry about that. I couldn't. It was coming through kind of low. I couldn't pick up on your voice there at first, but I'm kind of getting it now. So okay, good deal. I saw the number.
No problem.
The 828, and I wasn't sure where that was at, so kind of threw me off on the area code.
Yeah, I lived in Asheville for 4 years, so I've not changed my cell phone.
I gotcha. Good deal. So I guess you're excited about this weekend and coming up to Big Columbia for the big competition?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have a great time out there. You know, the FLW, they've been really promoting it on the social media. I'm very excited. I'm sure the other teams are as well.
Good deal. Well, hang on the line there, Shai. Let me get some of the other guys up here. We'll get some good conversation going here. Let me bring up, I think this is our main man, Mr. Lee Blown Smoke, is that you, sir?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man? Sorry about that. Yeah, we've, I don't know what the heck's going on, laptop. We got all kind of mic problems, this, that, the other, so I'm having to go through my speakerphone on my cell phone now, but we got you up here, so that's good. We got Shai over there on listening in as well. We're going to talk about this big event in Columbia this weekend, and hang on with me. We got a couple of the guys here. Let's bring up, let's see here. I think this was our next caller. 803-275, I got you on live. Who we got here?
Backwoods Barbecue.
Backwoods Barbecue, the big orange smoker out of Trenton, North Carolina.
Hey, I'm
What's up, big team? You doing good,
I
man? So we got Big Shot, we got Lee Blowing Smoke, we got Gene Backwood Smoker. Hang on a second here, I think I know who this fellow is right here. Would this be all smoked up?
Nope, this is Tony.
Oh, Tony, sorry about
that. 600 gets you, doesn't it?
You got me again, man. Bam, you got me.
That's all smoked up, Junior.
Dog, yeah, I'm Junior.
Well, that's better than a third, man. Better than that. All right, we got Tony Crowd on here, Doco Smoke. Tony, I guess you're excited. It's kind of up in your neck of the woods there this weekend, so I know you're excited about the competition there at the Colonial Center.
Oh, yeah. We're getting ready for it. I've been talking to Lee and a couple of guys about it. We're excited about it.
Looks like has anybody checked out the weather yet? I know it's kind of unpredictable,
yeah.
But how's it look this weekend?
It's calling for, it's supposed to be like 88 and 89 Saturday and Sunday, and then, or 90 and 91, something like that. And then, you know, it's a 20 or 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, kind of like it is every summer. So it'll probably be 98 and raining for 3 days straight. But
you're probably right. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be about 110 on that blacktop, more than likely.
That's the main reason I asked them to look into 30-amp power, because I know those of us that have air are definitely going to be running it. So I'm glad they're doing that. It's something they need to look at for all these competitions now.
Yeah, definitely. The old air conditioner makes a big difference. We were at the tailgating championship in Atlanta on Saturday, and of course, all I got to 2,000 watt, and so I was running. I was running just a couple of lights or outlets inside and running my refrigerator, and holy smokes, man. By mid-afternoon, I realized how much I love that air conditioner. And I tried to shut everything down, refrigerator, everything. I put Colfax in there to run my air, and it just wouldn't do it. So I was like, that made me appreciate that air conditioner, I can tell you that. So I hope they will be set up for some 30-amp this weekend as well. Hey, we got one more caller here. Let me bring this guy up, old lady. Hang on a second here. 803-944, we got you on live. Hello? 803-944, are you there? Anybody recognize that number that's on with me now by chance?
No, hang on.
Eight oh 3-944, are you there?
Yes, Jamie.
It's Jamie.
Jamie Mott.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, sir?
You got to call in Big Smo or he won't answer.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I know I didn't recognize that number at first. Well, good deal. So we got Cheyenne. We got, let's see, we've got Tony. We got Blowing Smoke. We got Jamie Blowing Smoke. And we've got, of course, the Big Orange. I hate saying Big Orange. We got to come up with something different, Eugene. I got to figure out something. The guy, how about the guy in the discolored trailer? Is that better? Something like that.
You could say the guy that finally won one this year.
Oh, my God.
That's all right.
I don't think he's won since 2012, has he?
Hey, did you and Tisha have a bet by chance, Gene? Did y'all have any kind of wager going? Or?
No, we didn't have no bet. We're just glad we made it through the little storm because it wasn't just us. I mean, it was everybody was set up. Like I said, that storm come up about 3 o'clock for about 45 minutes, and it was bad. Like I said, it tore up a couple of tents, and I helped Tisa hold her tent down for 45 minutes. And I know JT, it blew the sides off his tent. I mean, it was just wind, raining, lightning, thundering, and standing in 2 to 3 inches of rain, it was pretty tough. And then it cleared up about 4 o'clock, so everybody could gather up and get back at it and turn their stuff in at 5 o'clock. But I mean, it was tough for everybody sitting up.
Did that hurt the crowd? Were you able to still serve the public? How did that work out because of the weather?
It was they had a fishing tournament this past weekend. They had 88 teams, and like on Friday night they done a Low Country Bowl. And served, and then they had served barbecue on Saturday night. So after we all cooked, we just chopped the meat, turned it in, and they had sides, and it actually had a good little turnout on Saturday night after the rain quit. But all we had to do was chop it, turn it in, and we had a great time. All but that 1 hour, like I said, it was 2 hours before the turn in. It was just a gully washing, water running, and everybody made the turn-ins, and I mean it was a nice little fundraiser for them.
Good. Now, how many teams were down there, Jen? I mean, I know they had a limited amount of space, so was it like 8 or 10, or what was the amount of teams there?
It was actually 6 teams. They did drop the money, so there's no entry fee, and we was right across from Harbortown, so we was right there with they done the. The taxi and get on, did the little, I think you could ride, go eat, a dinner for supper, and it was all right there at the little port there. It was nice.
Was it pretty tight for the cooker? I mean, you have enough space, or I mean, I guess that was the reason I had to do it like
okay
that.
Because I had to back my orange rig in, but they could have got 10 to 12 teams in there, just had to move some of the cars out, but that was, they had people in and out all day long. Of course, it was right there where we was at, it was $1 million, like condos, so you had to kind of be quiet at night, but
they got $1 million condos and backwoods barbecue out their window, holy damn.
Yeah, that was it.
I bet them people were ready to move.
That's the kind of sad thing to me is, and unless I'm missing one, that there's not an SCBA contest in Charleston, is there? Other than this one, which
so.
Was. Oh, that's kind of. You think
no.
As big as it is, Charleston, Somerville, all that area down there, because I know SCN is down that area, but they have 3 or 4 contests. Hey, Charleston's going to have a KCBS one. That's kind of surprising.
They got 2 KCBS in Charleston.
Well,
that KCBS,
Yeah. That's right, there is
too. North
Charleston. Don't y'all think that's kind of interesting that biggest Charleston is and doesn't have an SCBA there? That's kind of weird to me, but
yeah, I don't know why that's the case.
They talking about trying to expand it for next year. They talking about some little island across there. They was going to try to get a hold of and see if they can't set up for next year. But they just trying to keep it so the bass, you know, I mean, for the people that I think it was like sea trout, red snapper, and it was something else they was fishing for. But it, I think it was 88 teams. And but
wow, it was pretty good.
It was a nice little turnout. They had live auction. They had silent auctions. They sold some center console boats, and it was a nice little turnout there. I mean Friday night, of course, I ate the low country boil and all the drinking you wanted for about 4 hours. So that was pretty fun.
Wow. What was the Gene? What was the prize money on the fishing tournament there? Out of curiosity, do you know? Did they announce it?
I don't know. I know the one guy. I think he had a couple big fish. I think he hit like it wasn't much money, but I think he got $2,600. But I don't know exactly what they gave out. Some of the console stuff, people donated boats and stuff for this life point. So I think they done all right on their little fundraiser.
Was it pretty well attended by the public as well?
Do what now?
Was it pretty well attended?
Anybody could have came if they'd paid their, it was $25 a person. But, if you wanted to get in on the little eating and stuff, but it was $25 a plate per person.
I got you. Let me bring this other caller up here. 843-371, we got you on live.
Hey, how you doing? It's Ken Hilliard.
Hey, Ken.
Going to be the marshal for the FLW tournament, or the event, not the tournament. I wish I was fishing the tournament. That's what I used to do before I got into barbecue.
The money they're giving away.
I know. Sure is. Too bad we don't have any barbecue events that give away that much money.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm with you on that one.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Ken, tell us a little bit about the obviously most of we got online right now. Cougar's probably got some other people listening in as well. Can you just give us a little kind of a summary or about the contest this weekend? A little summary about that, and then kind of what's taking place each day, if you don't mind.
Okay. The events in conjunction with the FLW Cup, which is FLW's Super Bowl of bass tournaments, and Fish and Lake Murray, but they're weighing in at the Colonial Life Arena, and they have their expo and outdoor expo at the convention center. And this year, since they were coming to South Carolina, they had noticed that South Carolina is home of barbecue, so they wanted to get together with the South Carolina Barbecue Association and put on a barbecue event in conjunction with the expo. So that's what we're doing. SCBA is actually, I would say, part of the organizer, which we usually don't do that. We're usually just provide judges and stuff and help organizers, but we are half and half the organizer for this event. And I've been doing a lot of things that I've never done before, which is like organizing an event. So it's been a learning experience for me, and it's been pretty busy. But on Friday, actually, we'll be up there Thursday. We have some cookers coming in on Thursday because the site is where the cookers are going to be. They're going to be on Lincoln Street and in part of the parking lot between the arena and the convention center. And so the parking is going to be pretty tight for the cookers. So Thursday I'm going to have a few cookers coming in and set them up. Then Friday the rest of the cookers will come in, set those guys up. We'll have the cooks meeting. And on Friday night, you'll get your butts. FLW is providing a case of butts for all the teams to turn in. And then we'll have the regular SCBA competition on Saturday, and we'll go through our normal procedure for a contest. And then what is really unique about this event is on Saturday night, the cookers will get another case of butts that they can cook and sell to the public on Sunday, and they get to keep all those proceeds. Plus, they can bring in or they can cook extra meat, briskets, butts, ribs, chicken wings. So it's going to be really interesting. And like someone said, you know, there's, you know, maybe 50 to 70,000 people will be there during the weekend. So it's going to be a big event.
Wow. I assume, Ken, that most of the, I guess the public are going to utilize like the parking for the Colonial Center, what they usually park for concerts and basketball games. That's going to be for the public to park. Is that correct?
I think that is correct. I know that the cookers the judges are going to be able to use the parking garage across Lincoln Street, and I think the public will probably be down where they normally park.
Okay.
Because there's going to be a lot of public there.
Now, obviously, no charge to come in. I guess people will obviously be able to, like you mentioned, buy the barbecue for us. I'm sure there'll be vendors out there probably on the fishing side that are doing things as well.
That is correct. The parking lot between the convention center and the arena is going to be set up with the FLW, I guess what they consider their normal expo-type stuff. There's a casting pool. They're going to have quite a few number of boats out there, boat vendors, engine motor vendors. I think they have, you know, Chevrolet, Ford will be out there. They'll have a lot of displays. And then inside the convention center, they'll have seminars, fishing booths, lure booths. And then they also, on Saturday, I think they have a concert. And then on Sunday, they have a concert. And so, I mean, it's a full weekend of activities. So it's going to be fun.
Wow, a lot of stuff happening. This is probably about the biggest thing the SCBA's ever been involved with.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, do you think, is this going to be a something that occurs every year? Ken, do you know yet, or just a one-time thing? Or
it's going to be a one-time thing because the FLW Cup, they fish all over the country, and they fish, you know, lakes all over the country. They move the cup around every year. And so next year, I don't know, actually they'll announce that on Sunday where they'll be next year. But I don't see it being in Columbia again. And, you know, maybe in a few years it'll make its way back. But, you know, they're not going to be here every year for the FLW Cup. Now, FLW does fish different lakes in South Carolina maybe once a year or so. So they could have an event in conjunction with another tournament, but it wouldn't be as big as the FLW Cup. So, but we haven't heard anything about that. So.
Yeah, that's a big thing, obviously, but people don't follow the FLW or, you know, a lot of times Saturday morning watching the tournaments and so forth they have. That's the pretty big time stuff. So what a great area to come to with Lake Maryknoll. It seems like a big natural to do that, and a good area, the Colonial Center to have the way and so forth, and then to tie in with a barbecue comp where just kind of makes it a you know, a great weekend for a lot of people in the Columbia area, certainly.
Yep, sure does.
I got a question, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Ken, what are they going to do with the meat on Saturday? Are they going to come around with tickets or wristbands, or how are they going to distribute that out per team?
The on Saturday, the meat will be sold by sample, 2-ounce samples. The samples will be, or the public will be able to buy 5 tickets for $5, and so they'll come around, and you know, each sample will be a ticket, and the FLW, I think they call it the Fisherman's Favorite. That will be the team that collects the most tickets. And, you know, it's kind of like a people's choice or whatever. I'm not sure if there's a like a money prize for that or just a trophy or something like, or you know, I don't know what the prize is for that.
Okay. Again, I've noticed that, I mean, there are some, I guess, some, I don't know if the right word is limitations, but obviously we can sell a fair amount of things. What was the reason for not being able to sell drinks? Is there going to be certain vendors that are selling drinks, and the FLW, I guess, has a deal worked out with those people like Coke or Pepsi or something, or how is that going to work?
The one way that we were able to have you guys be able to sell on Sunday, you know, take the meat and sell it yourselves and then, you know, take that money, was we had to make a deal or compromise or whatever you want to call it with the convention center, because they're the one, you know, they're selling food already. And so
I got you.
They said, all right, we'll let you sell your barbecue, or the teams can sell their barbecue, but they can't sell plates and they can't sell drinks. And so that's why you can't do that.
I got you. Okay. So they, okay. Will they be selling, and I'm just asking out of curiosity, will they be selling beer there as well? Are they going to allow that? Or?
I do not know. I have not heard.
Do you know how many teams are going to stay on Sunday and sell?
Right now, I've got confirmation from 28 that they are. Four have told me that they are leaving. Actually, I have not heard from three teams. So as of right now, at least 28 are staying.
Wow.
Hey, Ken, this is Lee. I just want to tell you, man, so far so good. You're doing a good job, and I appreciate all the feedback and the information you're giving out to us. This is probably one of the best planned SCBK events we've been involved with, or me, in the last 2 or 3 years anyway. So good job, and thanks for all the information. And, Chris, I'll sell you beer, dude, if you want to buy a beer from somebody.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll have some of the Red Solo Cup, my friend. Don't you worry about that. After the competition, of course.
I know that there's a few places around there that probably sell beer, like the Flying Saucer and places that. So.
There's a lot of places around there you can get in trouble, for sure.
That's right.
Now, Ken, I'm understanding that you guys are trying to get some judges to serve volunteers to serve the food on Saturday, serve the samples?
Yes, we're trying to get enough volunteers for each team to have at least one volunteer. Right now, I think we might have enough for Saturday. We were trying to also do that for Sunday, but I'm not sure if we're going to be able to pull that off on Sunday. But
right.
I think right now we have enough. I think we have at least 35 volunteers for Saturday.
Okay.
But don't hold me to that. But the last I heard, I think we did have that.
Right. Well, that's obviously very generous of the FLW, and I guess that's part of maybe a draw, but very generous of them to donate a case of Butts. I mean, I didn't really figure it out, but I guess that's, what's a case of Butts got? I mean, is that $150, $140, something like that probably?
It's $180 here.
Yeah, that's a pretty generous thing right there between, figure 35 teams, well, let's say 30 teams. At $150, so that's pretty nice right there. Now,
yeah,
Ken, I know
to
that
to put it in perspective, they're giving away $500,000 to the winner of this tournament too.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a lot of cash.
Can anybody just get a boat and go fishing? I'm going to put Tisha on the boat and see if I can get her to go fishing while I'm cooking.
Now, this ain't catfish and brim. This is bass.
Oh.
I was just thinking we'd wait to see who won and follow them out of Columbia.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Ken, what's the – I know you've done a good job on getting the information out from Cisco. I assume is there a truck going to be parked, out there for a couple of days with those supplies if people order that?
They'll bring the truck out on Friday, and then the truck will stay there till Sunday. I think our plan is to, of course, we'll pass out your butts for competition on Friday night, and then Saturday we'll pass out your case of butts for Saturday. And if any, you know, we've sent out a price list, and if anybody wants to order extra meat or anything, you know, that will be on the truck also, and we'll pass that out. And so I think the truck's there until at least Sunday morning, maybe Sunday throughout the whole tournament or the whole competition. And there also will be an ice truck out there for you to buy ice.
What time are we going to be serving to the public on Saturday? Do you have a time that's going to start?
I think it's 11 o'clock. I think it's 11.
Sunday, the same thing, 11 o'clock?
On Sunday, I think, I'm not sure. It might be 10 o'clock on Sunday. I have to go check. But,
okay.
You know, it's about the same time as a normal event we do.
I just want to get all the questions in there because I'm sure Jean's got Tisa writing notes right now.
She actually just left the beach. She's on the way back home so she can get my trailer cleaned tomorrow.
Well, have her stop down here in Aiken, you know, on the way to Trenton there. It's just right on the way. So.
Yeah, she was going to come home tomorrow, and I told her she better come home tonight so she's off tomorrow, so she's going to clean the trailer and get it ready so we can pull out on Thursday. No, I was just asking about that on Saturday. I didn't know what time, but, you know, we're serving the public because I'm sure that meet will go pretty quick. I didn't know if they're having a concert on Saturday night. If we wanted to cook some butts and sell meat on Saturday night, could we sell on Saturday night if we or is that Sunday only?
I think it's Sunday only. And also let me check here. But I think pretty much everything is over. The fishermen come in about 5 o'clock for their weigh-in, and after that, I think pretty much everything is over. I think the concerts and stuff are in the afternoon. So
okay.
I don't think there's much going on after about probably 5 or 6 o'clock.
I just didn't know if it was a new crowd would be coming in later that night. We had opportunity to put some meat on, you know, after lunch, start up, and then, you know, sell that night. I was just a question.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be going on after. Let me see. Here it is. Yeah, 5 o'clock is the weigh-in, and after that, it's, you know, there's nothing going on until Saturday or Sunday morning.
Hey, Gene, if people are there at 8 o'clock, you can put butts on and have them ready by 10.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, Ken,
or you can roll your little orange trailer out there to Gervais Street and sell to all the drunk teenage kids at the Vista.
Let me bring another caller up, guys. Hang on a second. I think this is 803-600. This is our man all smoked up, Mr. Cole.
What's going on, guys?
Cole, how you doing, sir? We've got Lee and Gene. We got Shion here. And, of course, we got Ken Hilliard, who was kind enough to call in talking about the big contest this weekend. Have you got any questions? We still got him on the line about this weekend.
Man, I was actually putting a new string on my Zebco 33, man. I'm getting ready to go. I can't wait to hit that casting pool.
You going to tear him up, man?
I'm going to try. I'm excited about it, man. Everything's been going good. You know, I get emails and stuff from Gary. He just sends them to me. But everything looks like it's kind of falling together pretty good. So I'd say you're doing a pretty good job, Mr. Hinn.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. I know I'm excited about going, and I know everybody else is on the line. They're excited about going too. I posted a thing up on the barbecue webpage about maybe doing a potluck dinner on Saturday evening. I spoke to Gene earlier this week about doing something, and I didn't know how anybody else felt about it, but, you know, kind of get an idea together you know, about doing something, you know, because after the competition's over, for the ones of us that are going to stay, and I know there's a good many of us that are, you know, kind of get us, you know, we get a chance to get together and hang out and, you know, and do what we normally do, and but we're actually going to be relaxing, and I figured, you know, might as see if anybody wants to do a little thing, you know, put a potluck dinner together and have, you know, so we can all eat and kind of hang out and you know, stuff like that. I don't know if anybody else is interested in it. If you are, great. You know, we can just kind of play it by ear and go that way. Or, you know, if somebody wants to get it more structured, that wouldn't bother me at all either.
I'm good.
I know at some KCBS events we've been at, Paul, there's a group of different teams that do that, and they generally they've done it a couple different ways. That when we've gone to them, is sometimes one team kind of, or maybe a couple teams kind of take the bull by the horns and do a specific meet, and everybody brings sides, or they just put the info out there and tell everybody to know where everybody's going to be gathering at, and everybody just bring it out and everybody just share. So, you know, what everybody thinks. I think it's a good idea, though, since you're going to have a pretty good amount of teams out there.
I said another thing we could do, you know, do it like a Frogmore Stew, you know, low country boil, you know, with shrimp, corn, potatoes, and just, you know, whatever it is. If we got 20 people, 30 people, and just, you know, divide it up, if it's $6, $7, $8 a person, everybody just throw the money in the hat, and I mean, if it's just simple, throw it in the pot, and if it don't matter if it's, you know, judges, cooks, whoever, anybody can come if they want to do that on Saturday night.
Judges? What?
Yeah.
You mean like marshals, right?
It's not
yeah,
going to help
you,
Gene. You already will not have won. It'll be Saturday night, not Friday night.
I'll get Tisa on it so she can gather everything up.
We kind of figured that. Now, I think that'd be a great idea if anybody else out there got any suggestions or whatever, but I think that'd be a great idea because, as we know, most of the contests, we don't really have an opportunity like this, what we'll have on Saturday night. Usually it's something on Friday. A lot of times, we have Friday events to cook for, and then you got to get your stuff on the smoker. Everybody's kind of in competition mode, but, you know, this one, even though some people may be throwing some butts on obviously Saturday night to serve for Sunday, but I think everybody will certainly be pretty laid back and give us a good opportunity to kind of enjoy stuff.
I'm good with that, and I'll have my, I'll have my big cooker out there because I'm going to cook ribs, so I'll have those two burners. I can put two pots on the back of it. I like the Frogmore Stew idea, or as us that don't live in the country call it Beaufort Stew, or a low country boil. I like that idea. That's great. I say we let Gary buy everything for it, and I'll bring the water.
Cole, can you get Gary on that?
Yeah, I'll send him a smoke signal and let him know, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But I'm in for the, you know, for doing the low country bowl. I think that'll be, you know, something pretty good. And easy, and it'll go real good with a couple cold beers. So,
yeah, clean up.
I think it'd be fitting to everybody for, you know, if we do something like that. Now, I mean, do you want to do, anybody bring any sides, like, you know, homemade ice cream?
Tisa.
Well, I wouldn't even say her name since it's already been brought up. You think Tisa makes some ice cream?
Oh, yeah, I get her to leave some strawberries out.
Can you get her to make some for adults that have chunks of fruit in it?
Yeah, I can get her to do that.
You're awesome, team. And the only other thing I would think for a side with that, Cole, would be like some kind of French bread or something toasted up on somebody's grill or something.
Yeah,
that's not a problem. I can make that happen.
We can to do that since he ain't got enough to do.
Well, if we can get Trey Cade to come, you know, he's got that fancy easy bake oven we could use.
Yeah. I know, right? I ain't seen him since last year, though.
Oh, man.
Well, that sounds good, guys. I think that'll go well. We just have to congregate at somebody's trailer, a couple of trailers, or whatever it may be. So,
yeah,
hey, Ken, Ken, you still there?
Yeah.
Obviously, I guess everything is. I didn't think about asking this, so there's some other cookers listed, but I assume everything is full. Obviously, no more room for cookers or.
was there a waiting list, or if somebody drops out, or what happened? What about
there,
on that end?
There was a waiting list, but I mean, we're limited to 35 teams, so there was a waiting list. But I think actually, when he didn't make the cutoff, he went to Disney World. So I don't know if there's anybody else on the waiting list right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's obviously a good contest. I mean, you know, we've had some a couple others, I guess, that have been bigger this year, a couple, but 25-35 Cougars SCBA is usually a pretty good contest. So this looks like most of all the guys in the top 20 or top 15 will be there. So it should be a very very competitive and a great contest, and something good for Columbia as well too. But nice being downtown to kind of showcase all this as well. So
yeah.
The number one team in the state, Doco Smoke, will be there. You know that. Until 12 events happen.
It gets a little chippy at the show, Ken, just to let you know. So a little smack talking going on. But that's okay. We're on blog radio. Everything's legal on blog radio, so you can say what you want to. But I don't think
damn
we have
right.
Yeah, that's right. There's no FCC or nothing like that monitoring us. So anything goes, basically, on blog radio.
Probably a good thing. I'd have probably been fine by now.
Yeah, I'd probably be off the air by now if we were being monitored more likely.
You know they'd have been listening in with Gene on here because nobody thinks he speaks English. I think he's Taliban.
Hey, well, I know they're doing a lot of construction work down there with some of that stuff that they're building. I don't know exactly. Or I know we're going to be parking along Lincoln Street, but are we going to be close to where they're doing the construction stuff, or are we going to be up further away from that?
I drove down there yesterday. The construction's on the old Coliseum. And
that's about 2-3
Yeah, where it stops, I was looking at the map, and where it stops for the barbecue is right where the Colonial Center stops, too. And I think the old Coliseum is a block or two, one over and one up. So you should be okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's about a block and a half over is correct, so.
Okay.
Ken, what is the, I guess, Lincoln Street or in certain parts are going to be, what are they going to be start blocking off the road there for the contest? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking it's in front of the intersection in front of the convention center, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, like where that little circle is, probably stopping it right there.
Yeah.
Yes. Or maybe I guess they could come a little farther because you can drive down and go into the parking garage right there. So,
right. Well, they'll have the one side of the street open. It'll be both ways for this weekend, but they'll just have one of the two lanes closest to the convention center and the arena will be closed, but the other two lanes will be open.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Good deal. Anything else you can think about this weekend, Ken? Or I'm sure you're just looking forward to getting up here and getting everything underway.
I'm ready to get up there. I've still got a couple little things to go over and check off on my list, but I'm about ready to be there. So
you said for the ones that are coming in on Thursday afternoon after 2:00, you know what you said.
Yeah, I'll be there about 2:00. They're closing off the street at 12:00. The part of the street. So, try to be there a little after 2:00 or thereabouts. And then if everybody could get there before 6:30 or 7:00 would be great. And so between 2 and 6:00 would be fine. I think right now I have about 8 or 10 teams coming in on Thursday.
Well, you let Gene know that that's 2 p.m.
Okay, yeah.
He'll try to leave his house at 12:30 in the morning and get down there too. Ain't that right, Culberson?
Chris, can you block that number?
I'll still have to pay. We'll see if we can do it by then.
I think Gene should bring a bottle of Crown too, since he won this weekend, so we can all celebrate with him.
That's a great idea.
I'm gonna do the pouring.
Well, that's like four drinks.
It'll be good.
We'll get two.
Hey, Green Bay Park.
I keep bottles at my house. I don't have to go buy none.
We ain't talking about at your house. We need it on the trailer.
Good deal.
I'm excited about this. I think more than the contest, I'm just looking forward to hanging out Saturday. Because, you know, usually we don't get to hang out with, like, Ultimate Tailgaters and all smoked up because they get in their trailers and it's no trespassing. And then usually by the time the contest is over, they've won and they're shaking hands or they lose and they're pissed off and leave. So it'll be nice to spend some time with them.
We'll be just putting salt and pepper on the butt for Sunday.
I'll be taking the stickers now.
Isn't that right, Cole?
Oh, that's all I plan on taking with me. I got one big box of kosher salt and another big old thing of just pepper, coarse ground.
Yeah. That's all we need for that low country boil.
All you need is black pepper, salt, and vinegar and water. I don't know what else you need.
That's what works best. I put a little bit of antifreeze in there, you know, give them some of that partial paralysis.
That's sweet, though. It's sweet. They like that sweet.
That's how you do it.
God almighty.
Man, I think this thing's going to be a good time. You know, like Lee said, you know, we all get a chance to hang out on Sunday, I mean, Saturday, and then sell barbecue on Sunday. I mean, I think it's going to be real fun just to be able to get out there with everybody and just kind of, you know, just fellowship and mess around. And probably I'm sure there'll be a lot of trash talking going on Saturday night because Lee will be there. So nobody's going to be safe.
Well, that is true.
Gary will be there too. I don't know if he'll sit down long enough to talk, but he'll be there. You may have to catch him as he walks by to go yell at somebody about something, but he'll be there. I'm just really happy that Chris Fulmer is going to grace us with his presence because, you know, he's got that trailer now, and he gets to an event, and he shuts the door, and to hell with you. I used to think that All Smoked Up had the retina scanners, but I think Chris he's right up there with them now.
That's because I got air conditioning. I'm still enjoying it. I don't like to leave my air conditioning.
I understand. You know what Gene does? He makes pizza stand out of the door and fan it back in. Maybe you ought to get Cassie to do that.
I'll consider that, definitely. Hey, Ken, a question.
Yep.
That where the teams will be parking their vehicles, well, they'll, I assume if you needed to leave and go pick up something or, you know, if you got somebody that lives in the area and want to go take a shower, I guess you'll have people have access to the vehicle where they can come and go. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And also
the
arena, the locker rooms in the arena are going to be open 24 hours for you to go down there and take a shower if you want.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good deal there. Great.
You might even be able to go out there and play some basketball. I'm not sure.
Who worked that out? That's a great idea there.
I'm going to hold off on the basketball until after I win Saturday in case I have a heart attack.
Well, Ken, I appreciate you calling in tonight, man, and sharing all this information. You've done an outstanding job. As you know, on the cooker side, you know, it makes it a lot easier for us just getting the info and trying to prepare and all. I know that you probably got a lot of different things coming your way, but you've done a great job of getting this thing together. It's certainly a lot of things to pull together at one time with a lot of different teams, and I'm sure working with FLW and all, but looks like everything is coming together great, and should be a
you know, obviously an outstanding weekend, like we said. It looks like it's been getting a lot of advertising from what I can see, certainly on social media and Internet and so forth. And I've seen it, I think, in the newspaper a couple times as well. So they're really promoting this big time. So I think all the teams should enjoy this, and it's an opportunity for people to, you know, showcase their barbecue and hope to make a little money as well. So I know that makes a lot of teams happy also.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great event, and the way I'm looking at it is this is a way for South Carolina to show that it is the home of barbecue. I mean, that's the reason FLW came to us and wanted to do this, and so you guys get to show the world. But this will be televised worldwide. You know, the weigh-in and the announcement of the barbecue contest winners. It's going to be on national TV. So make sure hair's combed right and all that. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for, you know, the cookers of South Carolina to strut their stuff.
That's pretty cool. I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's neat there. That's going to be on TV. So, yeah, I guess that'll be a couple months down the road, I guess, when they – is that going to be live, or that's something like they do with these fishing things? I guess they a couple weeks down the road or months down the road when they televise these or actually have them on the air, I guess?
You know, with the FLW Cup, I'm not sure if it's live or, you know, it might be like a week delay or so.
Right.
I'm not sure.
That's good stuff though. That you don't get many opportunities like this. That's gonna be a lot of fun. So, Gene, you're gonna have your big 50 gallon hat on so you can showcase that on national TV.
I got a Mexican buddy. He's supposed to be bringing me one of them Cinturita hats, Dan. I'm gonna probably wear it this weekend.
Okay.
What is a Cinturita hat?
It's half Cinturita and Cinturita. Umbrero.
I think that's kind of fitting called, Liam. That is.
Oh, Lord.
So guys, I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Great show, and we appreciate Ken calling in and getting all this info. Again, Ken, thanks for all the cook teams are very excited and looking forward to this weekend. We just hope we'll have good weather for not only the teams but for all the public and judges and folks in and the people come out as well to support the fishing event as well. So we appreciate Mr. Lee blowing smoke calling in tonight, and Gene Culberson and that big old orange trailer. We're going to get that color change one day, Gene, I promise you. And Tony Kraut, Delco Smoke, and then our big guy, Mr. Cole, all smoked up. Appreciate him coming online as well tonight. I think we're going to we had a pretty good almost unanimous 8 o'clock, so we're gonna switch over to 8 o'clock from here going forward and see how this works out. And as everybody knows, we'll continue to talk barbecue, but once we get in close to football season, we're gonna talk a little football as well. So I hope we got some football fans out there. We're gonna talk a little football, but we'll still talk barbecue, and there'll be a lot of good stuff to talk about here as we get to fall. As we know, yes, sir.
How did you do it? The thing this weekend, the tailgate thing.
I was tailgating. We came up a little short, runner-up.
Oh, really?
We're runner-up 2 years ago, won national championship last year, and runner-up this year. Yep.
You know you're going to win next year,
Dan. I hope so. I hope we'll only get off again. But, yeah, it was a good time. They had more teams this year. Obviously, a lot of Georgia people there. The folks that won it did a nice job. They had some incredible you know, it's hard for us. I was talking to earlier. Maybe it was Gene. I don't know. But anyway, one of the guys had a golf cart. It probably would cost more than my truck and my barbecue trailer and all my equipment combined. So we had kind of, you know, because they kind of grade you on your setup and your spirit and equipment and all. But they had a sound system of probably a couple grand at least that made ours look like nothing. And they had some unbelievable golf carts that were, you know, all decked out in Georgia stuff and unbelievable motorhomes and their setup. So we did sweep the food category, so we were proud of that. We swept everybody in food and won all the food categories, and we did ribs and a lot of tailgate stuff. We did fermented cheese on Texas toast and actually did them on a grill. We did smoked jalapenos. We had about 8 or 9 different tailgate items we did. So we came out really good in food. We kind of lost out on the equipment thing and all. It is probably about, I would say the team that won it, I would estimate between their 3 motorhomes, they probably had about $750,000 sitting out there. So,
well, you know what you got to do.
Yeah, I got a car in a boombox.
You just got to pay out less insurance claims, and you can do that too.
Yeah,
I will give the team that won their name. It's Georgia, and they got a pretty cool name actually. It is Team G Spot, and you can take that for whatever you want to. And of course, they say it's for Georgia, but if you see their T-shirts, it'll make you think otherwise. But they are Team G Spot, so interesting name. So,
well, apparently they hit yours.
Yeah, they did. They got us. They hit us right in the G spot, no doubt.
3 motorhomes. I think that would get anybody, don't you?
I think so. That's pretty tough to overcome. But yeah, that had a tremendous. And there's a lot of other ones out there as well. That was probably the one that really stood out and why they won it through all the categories. But yeah, we had a good time, a lot of fun. Luckily, we didn't have weather like Gene and the other teams down in Charleston, so fortunate with that. It was pretty hot there on that parking lot by the Georgia Dome, but came home with some nice prizes and all, so we were excited. So we'll be back next year and try to win it all again. So
hey, I just want to know where you got that gigantic spatula from.
You like that? That's my buddy's at Jewelry Warehouse. I might just hang on to that, and bring that out this weekend. We can have some fun with that. I gotta take that back to Jewelry Warehouse, but we may hang on to it for this weekend, and we'll stick that out there. So I forgot all about that. But yeah, we always get a lot of comments on that there in Atlanta. So that was a lot of fun. So, well, guys, it hit 9 o'clock. I appreciate, like I said, all you calling in, and look forward to seeing everybody this weekend. Ken, again, appreciate you calling in, and look forward to seeing you this weekend. Great job with all the hard work, and safe travel to all the teams out there, and judges rolling in on Friday and Saturday, and let's just go and remember it is a contest, but let's go and have a good time, have some great fellowship, and I think that's what makes the SCBA so good, is the fellowship's always great, and it's not about the winning, it's about all the friendships and all we've been able to get, so We'll see everybody this weekend, and look forward to having a great time. And as always, we're going to close it out with my favorite, Go Cox. See you next week, guys.
Yeah. Later.